Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
Still want to see my brother Matthew Judon, you know, get his contract. As we know, we all know it's a business, but you know, he deserved to have a new contract. And you know, we all pulling for him because you know this guy, he's been relentless pass rushing for us for the last 3 years. We came in together. I would love to keep building with him.
It's that time. Gresh and Fourier right now on WEEI.
Well, what a way to start, hearing one player on a team talk about another player's contract as he's kind of holding out, holding in, or was told to stay out, trying to get to the bottom of that over the last couple of days. It's Gresh and Hart. Hart's in for Fourier. Again, the mystery continues with Fourier. Man who hates traffic. Drove in on Wednesday and misses
pool and doing whatever the hell he does.
Or to ride in a cigarette boat and not turn into one of those like YouTube videos, yep, where the front of that thing just gets in the air.
Or the wind catches it.
There you go.
Luckily, Wiggy was weighing it down.
It was at least to one side anyway. I'm assuming the driver is probably going to be, it's like a jockey, going to be a little guy to get in there and drive those things, or at least. Like, you're not putting a, you know, former 6'6" NBA player,
probably
I don't
not.
Think, in one of those cockpits or whatever on those cigarette boats. And so the Greg Hill Show was down in Fall River. We are here in Foxborough again for another day of Patriots training camp. And when, where, how, Matt Judon, where will he be? Yesterday, as Fourier termed it, he used the Universal Studio back lot entrance, and then where there was the opening cut out on the building across the field from us where it said athletic training, Judon was kind of chilling and just sort of sitting in there waiting for everything to start there, Andy Hart. So no big, you know, running out behind Gerard Mayo's press conference, which was a little early yesterday. So what's your best guess as to how this goes down today with Judon?
My best guess is he's out here and he has his pads on and they've reached some sort of agreement. But I do think, you know, everybody gets away from the most important thing here.
Yeah.
And even with Godshaw signing his extension, everybody's like, oh, Barmore gave him leverage. No, Godshaw signed it for 8 and change when he was previously talking about 15. And we don't know exactly what Judon is asking for, but I'm guessing if he suddenly took a number that was half what he's asking for, things would speed up and we would progress. But I'm going to assume, since the head coach went on the record saying we had a nice conversation and he's back out here, because I do think you have to wonder, was he only out here because they weren't in pads? And and his own rule is, I'm not in pads until you pay me?
Yeah, aren't we having a nice conversation right now as well?
Yeah.
So I don't know what all that means.
I don't either.
Because I'm with you. Like, here's the way I take it.
It's about the money.
Well, look, if I'm going to be fair but tough on Gerard Mayo, isn't this where relationship coach matters? Wouldn't this be the one where you could go to the player and say, here's why your logic is wrong. Here is why we need you. Here is you saying, hey, if I have to, I'll play on that number.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that. If I were his agent and his advisors, I would have definitely said, don't say, I signed it, so I have to play on it.
He got a text message after that one, no question.
Get that one back. But talking about relationships, I do believe, I think you can make strong arguments for both sides. Matthew Judon, if he's healthy and on the field, is worth more than six and change. Just flat out reality, he's worth more than six and change. And Gerard Mayo and the Patriots and Elliott Wolf and Matt Groh and everybody else has the right to say, you're 32 and you missed most of last season with an injury. We need to see that you're back. We need to see you back on the field. And that's where some sort of trusting relationship. Listen, Matt, you get out there and you put some pressure on Joe Burrow in week one, and then you put a little pressure on Geno Smith in week two, I'm a man of my word. You will get $10 extra million. Whatever it is, right? But we need to see it. We can't just take your word for it. We are a business.
It feels like this would be, you make a small guarantee so that it gets him out there, and then you give him some incentives.
Like, I think he wants more than that.
Of course he does. And therein lies the rub for the Patriots, because
how much is the guarantee?
What they did with Devon Godshaw doesn't set precedent.
No.
What they would do with Judon would, because it would be back-to-back years of a guy sitting out, and that's the danger of all of this. And look, if this he is still, in the minds of some, a elite-type player. Mm-hmm. If the Patriots wanted to get this done, it's really not that hard. So, considering we're sitting here on, what, August 2nd, the first preseason game is inside a week, this is still looming out there. They're clearly disagreeing. Disagreeing. Now, to what level is really the mystery in all of this? And if this guy comes out today, and he's out there, and if they are hitting, and they're in team
drills. They better freaking be hitting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you'll get yelled at as being an old head. But
I'm a bit of a hard-o than an old head.
Well, I'm kind of with you in that, you know, especially after a day off. I figured you'd bring him back and put him to work.
A day off, and then the hottest day of the year, which is an old school coaching opportunity to test your troops, right? Push them a little bit, and to not be in pads yesterday. And there's also, and I think I've told you guys this, I do a lot of hits with you guys, and then I'm on with Keith. I don't know who I tell what to. So don't you have this feeling like Gerard Mayo's an all-pro middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of an all-pro middle linebacker back when a middle linebacker was still a little bit of a stuffer,
right?
A banger. And I just feel like that guy would be more likely to be physical, more likely to be old school, more likely to care, especially when he'll tell anybody who has ears that they want to run the ball. And we're going to lean on our defense and our running game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're a team that's planning on leaning on your defense and running game, aren't you a team that needs to be physical, that needs to have pads on, that needs to – if you're the fastest show on turf and you want to be this – you know, and your thing is in my head, by the way. Whee! I'm going to throw the ball all over the field.
Sure.
Then I'm okay being 7-on-7 practices.
I've infected you.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to be – and he has said it to the media.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Polk told us, he told them, we're going to be a running team and we're going to lean on our defense. Well, teams that generally lean on their defense and run the football have to be physical, have to bang a little bit, have to be tough. Plus, you're figuring out who the hell your offensive line is, so I think you'd want more reps, not less reps, with those guys in pads banging other people.
Too much logic.
Figuring that out. So I was definitely not – holy crap, see that bird? Sorry, I'm distracted. That's a big-ass hawk sitting on the top of that
light pole
right there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, Turb, I think we can still film a hawk on a pole here before practice at Gillette.
So cynical Andy would say, you know what hawks do?
They eat chickens?
They eat prey. And they often hang out on the highway waiting for something to get hit so they can eat it.
So
the hawk smells a dead team.
Oh, boy.
Hey, the hawk is ready to eat this carcass.
So the carcass is already here. They'll be calling in the rest of the vultures and other birds to come pick it.
That's a cool bird.
It was odd that they weren't in pads today. I hope they are today, because I think you're right. Not the only way you can develop physicality is being physical.
I agree.
It's like me saying, hey, I'm going to run a marathon, but I walk on the treadmill every day.
Right.
Right? Like, it ain't going to work.
That's not going to work.
No, I'll keel over at half mile in.
Yes.
You have to train for it. You have to train your body for it. You have to get the rhythm down. And this is where it affects, you know, the quarterbacks trying to get these guys up to speed. Drake May is still not, you can just tell, he's still not completely comfortable taking snaps under center yet.
Nope.
The footwork. You know what it is he's still in the thinking portion of that.
Absolutely.
Let me keep my hands under there. Which way am I turning once I get the ball? My footwork, all that kind of stuff.
And where are my eyes? That's the next issue.
And that's
if I'm thinking about the center's ass and my hands,
exactly,
then
right,
I'm not thinking about the free safety and the coverage and my eyes and downfield. That has been lost in this.
Everybody
keeps saying footwork, footwork, footwork.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's more where are the eyes while going through the footwork.
Yeah, it's getting the mechanics down to where it's automatic to where your eyes stay up the field.
Yeah, which isn't necessarily easy when you've been used to life 5 to 7 yards behind the center. And that's the other thing, moving eyes. Now I'm dropping back with my eyes, which is a little different than just standing there and scanning the field out of the gun, patting the ball once and slinging it.
Yeah, and when you do it against Maryland, you can get away with a little bit of sloppiness because you've got a great arm and you can make an unbelievable throw. That margin for error gets very, very thin at this level.
Yep.
You know, Belichick was breaking down May on McAfee during the draft, and the guy runs the hitch, and Bill was like, that's as open as they're going to get in the NFL, you know? So, you're going to have to get rid of that ball and throw it. And those are some of the things that Drake May is learning. And a little bit later on, we're going to get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of camp so far.
Ooh.
And Drake May fits into this for mine. Hart and I will do that coming up at 11:30. Hopefully my left ear stops going out on this.
No, you're having lots of problems.
No,
you're
just
moving around.
This thing keeps. I keep having to adjust it because the left ear keeps going out on me.
It's like an old elementary school ear test. You raise your hand if it goes out.
Oh my God, that's right. Remember those? It's like, okay, which one are you hearing out of? This one. Or are you hearing out of the other one? No, I'm not.
Right.
No, not yet. But if I bang the thing, there we go.
That's the technical
solution.
There's
the engineer's credo. You just smack the thing on the top and pray to God that that it works.
Or during the break, unplug it and plug it back in.
Ooh, there is.
That's another one.
Yep, there is. There's that as well. So.
So you're telling me
We're using the stuff that Glenn used on the first broadcast on WEEI.
Could also be the
today.
Heat. It's going to be a hot day. We're going to be north of
90 here. That's connection related right there, friend.
Moisture maybe.
I don't know about that.
You're telling me I should keep my eyes directly over the helipad and just watch for Matthew Judon coming
out? That's where he came out yesterday.
Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm ready.
Now, here's the thing. There's no Mayo press conference today. So maybe he could come out on the field as normal. And I have to circle back to something you said on this show.
Uh-oh.
No, because
I don't like having my words used against
it
me.
It now makes total sense.
Oh, then let's go.
Whenever the contract was kind of open for question, let's say, and Judon was trying to make his point, he was out amongst the fans.
Oh, yeah.
He's out being the, Mr. Positive Patriot.
Yep.
Stealing it from Fitzy for a few minutes to go out there and spread joy to all the fans. And then after he got slapped on the wrist a little bit when Mayo was getting ready to come out here, he slinked his way to the places in the back.
Yep.
And then waited to come out. So I think if you're a fan and you were down here, you got your Judon autograph, but realize that in a way it feels like Judon was trying to use whatever fans there were down here to kind of curry favor with the organization and be like, wow, he's the only guy that people are cheering for.
Yep.
As soon as it went bad on him, he changed his tactics and started to sulk. So
definitely,
I guess I have to assume that it was all for show what Judon was doing with the fans.
And an extension of that, Devon Godshaw brought that actually up yesterday in his press conference, the fact that, and you guys know, and you know, Judon's great with you guys, and that's why you treat him a certain way, and he's great with the fans, and he interacts with the fans, and it's almost like Godshaw was trying to push that whole point for his buddy, whether by coincidence or by instruction. But yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that Judon is trying to play the I'm your most popular player card. I'm a fan guy. You need people like me. You don't have a lot of marketable stars, red sleeves,
all
that.
I'll tell you what, there are not a lot of guys in the NFL who really have the ability to look at their team and say, oh, no, no, you need me.
Right.
Because it's not the whole everyone is replaceable. It's more of the, oh, really? Well, we will show you because that's what we do in this league and have really ever since its inception. Same for the NFL in court as well. We will get to that a little bit later on, the whole Sunday ticket thing. At least we now know the salary cap is safe. For now. We'll see about all of that. Good morning to the Twitchers. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Follow WEEI on Twitch. You can also watch us on YouTube. Go to the YouTube, type in WEEI. You can get us on the live stream as well, as Hart and I are high above the practice fields here at Gillette on the blue level. So the Red Sox are going to hit the road. They're going to go to Texas. They open that series this weekend. Baseball also announced when the wild card round is going to be, Hart. It's October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
So Red Sox.
Hopefully we can mark that down on the old calendars.
October baseball back in Boston.
Hey, so how about this? I found a tweet from Bill James.
Mm.
So Bill James, August 2nd, 2024, 12:17 a.m. What a time for him to be tweeting.
So, like,
this is the real Bill James, the sabermetrician guy.
10 hours ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he
I don't know.
A
because
tipsy?
Because I want to see if you agree or disagree with this. Bill James online. Do people really understand that the Red Sox have essentially been without their first baseman, second baseman, and shortstop for the entire season and are yet still in there fighting for a wild card?
Yeah.
Have we kind of forgotten Trevor Story and the fact that
he's not that good?
Well, but it's also out of sight, out of mind. Like, even if he were average, he would maybe be the second best right hand. You know, he would be one of the right handed bats on the team that you would be counting on.
Yeah, no, he would help them. He definitely would push some of the guys that have been forced into action out of action. That's
now,
good.
Now
but
second,
to pretend he's great.
Well, and second base has been an albatross, not only defensively, but it hasn't been, you know, great offensively. But I would say this. I think it's a fair point that we've all kind of forgotten about Trevor Story, and that's supposed to be a $20 to $25 million player.
But he's not.
He's going to produce X amount, right? Now, it's like
they also got Yoshi,
you know,
as a $20 million player, and
you
people wanted to like cut ties with him a week and a half ago
maybe,
before he got hot.
Maybe Judon thinks he's in Major League Baseball, where you can like come off a year where you're completely injured and still turn around and go get $20 million like a pitcher.
Well, that is true. Or the NBA, like Kevin Durant can pay a whole year just to rehab an Achilles
injury.
Well,
there is that. And
I will say
Leonard,
Judon is better than Trevor Story by a mile.
But the point is that guy is out. I know we know that Casas is out. We forget about Story. But whatever plan they had for second base, it already went kaput.
Yeah, the Grisham
kid
got whatever.
Hurt, didn't work
I don't
out.
Care about him because I have no idea whether he could play or was going to be any good. The Casas one is legit. He should be probably your second best bat behind Devers.
You would think so.
And
you would hope so.
I would hope so. Now, I thought it was a little presumptuous the way he was being portrayed heading into the season because, you know, a couple years ago, that was Bobby Dalbec that was going to build off of a nice end of a season and be this great guy, and we all know how that didn't work out. But no, that's a legitimate part of this equation. Now, the flip side of that, if I were going to debate somebody like Bill James, I'd say, and Tanner Houck pitched out of his ace. Literally, he became an ace through his ace.
First 4 months,
he might be coming back to reality. So you got some positive unexpected events and some negative unexpected, and that's called professional sports. It's part of why I think the Patriots are in trouble, because they don't have a lot of stars and talent, and I fully expect them to lose some people along the way, just like a Trevor Story or a Tristan Casas, and then I think we're going to be saying, you realize they'd be better if this player and this. Yeah, that's how sports work. But the fact that they're getting Casas back,
hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, that should be a positive. I don't know if it's a boon. I mean, I said to Keith last night, how many home runs do you think he'll hit in August and September, Tristan Casas? For the Boston Red Sox, by the way.
Oh, for the Red Sox?
For the Boston Red Sox.
I mean,
fair expectation in terms of impact to the lineup?
I mean, it kind of depends on when he comes back. Say he's got 6 weeks of the regular season left. don't know, 8 bombs maybe?
That's what he went with, which is fine. That's not exactly carry the team.
I don't, it's a nice injection. Massive expectations, I think, is really where I land on that.
Same, 100%. But if he did that, that would help them. That would solidify first base. It would add another bat in the lineup that you feel consistently good about.
No question.
And they could use that. But, no, I think people are well aware the challenges this team has faced, but also that you didn't expect Hauk to be this good. You didn't expect Duran to be this good, did you?
No. No, I mean, God, no.
You had hopes. Rafaela has been a revelation.
Yep.
At shortstop.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's the other thing. I guess he'd be in center field. Like, you know,
oh, there's
you got
the
some pieces.
Position versatility.
Or maybe he goes to second base.
I think he ends up getting moved around in the grand scheme of things. It just was a
it's an interesting time, I also think.
Well, from Bill James, who is very tied into the Red Sox organization. And the, they re-signed Cora. You know, like, to me, that was the security blanket for fans. It was nice what Breslow did, and he did what he should do, but Cora's the security blanket. When they re-signed him, it made everybody be like, okay, it's going to be all right over there.
I also, from an organizational perspective, not to say he speaks for the organization, he's not exactly Breslow or Kennedy, but I don't like the starting of the excuse-making. Save those excuses for postseason wrap-ups. If you want to make excuses, and my theory, excuses are simply reasons given by losers. If you lose and you don't make the playoffs and you feel the need to share some excuses, can we wait till then? I'm not ready to give up.
Do you not believe in context?
I do. What do you mean?
Sometimes when people give what you would call excuses, they're providing context to a situation.
Oh, I think most excuses are true. That's why they're simply reasons given by losers. Right? You lost and you feel the need to tell me something that sure is true, but whatever. Don't tell me about the pain, just show me the baby. Right now you're in labor. I want you to birth a baby and that baby is a playoff appearance. Don't give me excuses. This feels like premature excuses.
What is more likely to happen? The Red Sox miss the playoffs.
Yes.
Or the Patriots win 5 games?
The Red Sox miss the playoffs.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, the Patriots are not winning 5 games.
Because I wonder
that'll
how
come
many,
back to bite me.
But I really do wonder how many people right now, given that we just came from the trade deadline, I do wonder how many fans are like, you know what? This team's going to make the wild card now. Because
I mean, they're out right
Cora
now.
Is here. No, I know. But they also got Kansas City coming up after Texas. Texas has swooned a little bit. And Kansas City is eminently beatable for the Red Sox. But I wonder what is more true. Fans are in on the Red Sox or out on this year's Patriots team?
I think more out. I think most fans are out on the Patriots, and I don't blame them.
Do you think it took getting to camp before people looked around and was be like, oh, wait a minute, this might not go well?
I think that put it over the top for a certain portion of the fan base. I think there was a certain portion of the fan base that realizes this is a rebuilding year. And then Gerard Mayo before camp says, we're about winning. Now, whether that's this year or next, I don't know, right? Like, he even acknowledged that whole foundation for the future is a goal and a measurement. So I think that probably pulled some people over. But I think a lot of astute Patriots fans look at this roster and say, that's a lot of questions at a lot of places. That's not a great football team.
617-779-7937. We will get to maybe some of the guys that the Patriots cannot afford to lose. And also the injuries are racking up in the NFL already. And I think I've come up with the biggest threat to Hart winning his zero wins bet.
I'm intrigued. I'm listening.
And it's something you can't control.
Oh, and football coaches always tell you to control what you can control.
Exactly right.
Damn it.
Now that you've seen the new kickoff, what do you think? It made some news last night in last night's Hall of Fame game. We'll get to that at 11 o'clock. I ruined what would have been a parlay win because of the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, it got voided, right?
No. Mine
got voided. I bet on the Bears, and mine got voided.
Oh, because you bet on the Bears.
Yeah.
I had the under.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the Bears leading, and then I'm like, wait, why didn't I win? And I was like, oh.
2-minute warning, 10-7 game. Goes in at the half, 17-14, then the rain comes. Mm. I read up on the whole, hey, there's a chance that like the second half of this game could get punted. So I'm thinking, unders anyway. 10-7, 2-minute warning, I'm thinking I'm good. touchdown, touchdown.
Lesson here is you probably shouldn't bet on preseason football.
I think there is. I mean, games get wiped out
all the time. A couple of years ago, remember they had the paint issue there where the paint dried in chunks something?
Field issues. Oh, yeah. Well, it's preseason for everybody.
Yeah. Sometimes they just say, yeah, you want to go home? Yeah, I want to go home too. Let's just go home.
Let's head back to Brighton. Billy is ready to trend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Gresh and Poirier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Yeah, money. A million.
Oh boy. Well, folks, we've kind of heard from Matt Judon here within the last 10 to 15 minutes or so on Matthew Judon's Instagram story. We're just going to let you hear it. Nick, this is Young Money, right?
It's Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lil Wayne. Sorry. Young Money, Lil Wayne, whatever. Lil Grasshopper, Big Peanut, whatever. So,
you scared me there for a minute.
So this is Lil Wayne, and this is what Matt Judon put up. Now, by the way, the video on Judon's Instagram is upside down.
Yeah, why? What does that mean?
I don't know. Did he screw up,
or is that intentional?
I got a funny feeling it's intentional.
But it's not him, because he doesn't run his social
media. Oh, I got you. Well, the end of this quote is very interesting. So this is from Lil Wayne, and this is right on right now. You can go to Judon's Instagram story and see this.
I'm not saying I didn't do nothing wrong, but now I'm doing it right. That's all we saying, dog. Cash Money, baby, saying one of his new songs. How we used to be, now we how we need to be. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying, dog.
Effing how it used to be. What is it? Now you got to get to. Wait, play one more time, Nick. What was it? It was F.
I'm not saying I didn't do nothing wrong, now I'm doing it right. That's all we saying, dog. Cash Money, baby, saying one of his new songs. How we used to be, now we how we need to be.
Now we how we need to be.
Now we how we need to be. Ooh.
I have no idea what that. This has become my least favorite part of this job, analyzing social media and stories and posts and emojis. So is this good or bad? He was being naughty, and now he's being how he needs to be, or
but he's, now it just he's got saying serious. More about the cash and, you know, screw where it was, now it's where it needs to be.
So it's on.
So basically, whatever Judon said about playing for the $6.5 million this year, I signed it, I'll play on it, is clearly not in play.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah. How much cash? Would you give him $20 million?
Well, and again, let's also take this one step further. When you completely take the shackles off, give people freedom.
No. They don't believe in that anymore. Their philosophy is to keep things in-house.
Oh, yeah.
You missed the updated philosophy.
Oh, they changed the philosophy. Oh, so when it predictably started to go bad, then it was, well, let's keep it in-house. I don't know if this is necessarily Matthew Judon doing the whole keeping it in-house, but this was predictable the way Gerard Mayo just said, here, guys, shackles are off. Be a pro.
Yeah.
Now, one of your most notable, best face of a franchise type players.
And liked inside and outside the locker room.
Is being unprofessional. And those are one of the people that you're supposed to be able to trust.
And also, I will say, you say it's predictable in a certain sense. I'd also say it's predictable that money creates problems, whether it's in marriages, friendship, like you loan a buddy money.
Oh,
that's not going to go well.
It's a bad idea.
Right? Oh, let's buy a boat together. Terrible idea. Let's do this together. Like, money is the great divider. It just separates you because
more money, more problems.
You think you're good friends. Oh, I got a great relationship with the team. They'll take care of me. And then when they don't, now money's a problem. So, yes, this was predictable, whether it was Judon or not. And I did laugh at yesterday when Gerard Mayo says, you know, my philosophy is we'll keep those things in-house. Like, well, since when? Since right now?
Oh, my God. I'm hearing less and less from the Mayoites the more that this season has gone on already.
And he didn't even acknowledge, like, you can make mistakes as a first-time anything, right?
Yeah, of course, God.
So if you're going to say something like, my philosophy, our philosophy is to keep it in-house, you can't just say it. You have to acknowledge we've learned that maybe our approach wasn't what we really wanted, and we've adjusted our – right? Don't you have to acknowledge that?
Well,
if you pretend just – no, I'm just going to say – it's like politics.
Right.
I'll just pretend I didn't say the other thing
a week
ago.
You're just going to ignore it, of course.
I have ears. I can actually hear. I can actually remember that you were recently telling us that you love it when players talk, and they should feel empowered, and they get opinions too, and now you're telling me – well, our philosophy is to keep everything in-house. No. That was Bill's philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't your philosophy a day ago, a week ago, a month ago. So just to acknowledge a little bit that you tweaked it. It's fine. People tweak things. People change.
I think what won't be acknowledged, but what is the most disappointing part of this for me is that Judon knows better. He knows how to manipulate the system and the fans and the media and that kind of stuff. But when you have arguably your best player on defense and the guy who slides into the head coaching role was basically the head coach of the defense, and this happens in a bit of a disrespectful way, that is just, it's not a good tenor and tone to set. The more I look at Judon, the more I think, force him to play on it and then flip his ass.
Well, I think force him to play or flip his ass or, as I said earlier,
well,
if you are a relationship,
well,
you can do that, or be the relationship guy, convince him that it's actually understandable that he has to get to the regular season, and then we'll take care of you. Like, you know, come to some sort of, be a bridge. You know, Robert Kraft for years has been given credit to be that. You know, remember the CBA and that famous picture of him? Like, he brought players and owners together. He can bridge gaps in those type, or
yeah,
Belichick,
yeah.
Brady. You need to be Kraft-like. The things Kraft has been given credit for, you need to bridge the gap, especially in this management system where you can actually say, listen, I'm on your side, but Elliot, you know, he's got a cap to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
If you play and conquer. You prove you're healthy, I'll convince Elliot to give you some money.
Oh.
I'll make this happen.
Oh, I hope Drott's smarter than that.
I'll make this happen.
I think he's smarter than that. I'm not so sure anymore
because he mocked the media yesterday for not being tougher on him at the end of the press conference, which was not a smart thing to do. The other thing, he brought up that he's a player and he's been through contracts and stuff. He hasn't. Gerard Mayo was a first-round pick, top 10.
Yep.
He got a contract.
That's right.
2 years later, he got a $50 million extension that I remember at the time thinking, oh, that's really quick, huh?
Yeah.
Bill really likes it. Mm-hmm. I think he got $25 million guaranteed. And this was like, whatever, 15 years ago, a long time ago. It was a lot of money. So he's never been through what Brady went through, where you feel like you're better than your contract and you have to work it out. Like, he never felt disrespected. In fact, he was over-respected. I remember people being surprised by the contract he got very quickly, that extension. So he's never lived this life. And as I said, once you feel disrespected financially, I mean, if you can piss off Tom Brady and ruin a relationship with Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Then anybody can be pissed off and ruined.
I just dug up those numbers on Mayo. You're right, it was, when he came in, he signed a five-year deal because it was a first-round pick.
Right, but immediately they ripped it up.
No, they renegotiated in 2010, and it was 3 years with like $6 million in guarantees. They renegotiated a extension.
Yeah.
So the extension came in 11. But they renegotiated.
When was he drafted?
Well, he was drafted in 08. It says renegotiated in 2010 and then extended in 2011.
So,
which is
in his first 4 years in the NFL, they bent over backwards to hand him money.
His career earnings hit $42 million.
Yeah. But you're right.
But he never went to free agency. It was always a negotiation here on an extension, which would have been a very friendly process. So I hear what you're saying. Like, this would have really been his first kind of kick at the can or really experiencing free agency, but it's from an executive level.
Right. The first time he's kind of rolled in the mud and you know, things have gotten a little contentious. Because it's safe to say they're contentious, right? Like what we saw.
There's no question. He was Judon was pouty face yesterday. No doubt.
Okay.
Feels have been hurt.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, so I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
At least on one side, feels have been hurt.
Because I don't want to be accused. Oh, you Boston media always creating problems. He was on the field. Yeah, and he was unhappy. And he's been unhappy for a while. And he's handled it like a child in many ways.
But you know what people also got from the Boston media? The video of him being told to leave the field, which is the whole reason of being down here covering this stuff. And yes, I know it might not fit the narrative that you particularly want to hear, but we go by what we see.
The alarms
were going off a long time ago.
He's literally been a child. It hit me. Like, I've lived this life where I come home and, like, suddenly my son did every chore he's supposed to do. The garbage is out, the laundry's put away, like, and you're like, what the hell's going on? And then
there's an ask coming. Yeah.
Or
what'd you do?
Not doing it. And then if you don't give what they want, you know, can I take the car tonight? No, you can't take the car tonight. Then it's like stomping around, you know, flipping, slamming doors. That's what Judon's gone through. He did I did all my chores. Can I get my contract? I still can't get my contract. Well, then F you. I'm going to show you up and make a scene.
Yeah.
He's been childish.
Now, I did not take the Instagram post that we heard as positive.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. He should have added the little sideways eyes, because then I really would have been confused. Because people do that for good and bad. Am I being traded? Sideways eyes. Am I getting a new extension? Sideways eyes. I don't know what any of it means.
Well, what is interesting,
I'm just looking for him.
We're at 10:38 right now. Practice is scheduled to start at 11. Some of the players are meandering out onto the field, and as normal, it's usually offensive linemen among the first group of people to come out. It is, there are less people in the stands today than yesterday on a beautiful day. And if you're upper level management, meaning a craft, I wonder how much you're paying attention to all of that.
That's the heat.
It's the heat?
Don't worry.
If they were covered, it would be completely okay. There are a lot of people out there that are, like, fanning themselves and stuff.
Oh, it's hot.
Oh, it is.
It's supposed to be, you know, low 90s for this practice
today, yeah. And then I guess, as usual, Thursday, Friday, good. Saturday, Sunday, unsettled. Hey, want to go out on the boat? Nah, it might be a freaking thunderstorm. Typical. Hey, I might want to go play golf? Nah, there's going to be a downpour for 20 minutes. It's going to flood everything out, for crying out loud.
Nah.
Hey, I was going to get to Jalen Polk, but I do want to ask you this. Because how about this on the injury front in the NFL already? DeAndre Hopkins,
yep.
Knee, 4-6. Roman Wilson of Pittsburgh, the wide receiver, third-round pick, he's dinged up. Geno Smith, I guess, is going for a picture on, is it his shoulder, I think, or something like that?
Yes.
Upper body injury. We'll go hockey.
That one could be good for the Patriots. That week two that everybody has circled as winnable.
No, that's a good
might
call.
Might become even more winnable.
It might. You're right. And that's them going on the road first time,
yep.
Or, you know, with a new coach. Although I don't know where they open the year. I don't know if they open at home, so I shouldn't say first time. Justin Herbert is dinged up. He's got a plantar fasciita issue. And then Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver, all have injuries, which led me to this, Hart. Who are the guys that can't go down for this team? Now that we've like been here, we're looking at it and even saying, hey, I can win four with you or without you, Judon, but yeah. Who are the guys that we got to pray to God get through 17 weeks?
Unfortunately,
I got it down to four.
Well, I think one of them is already out in Christian Barmore.
Okay.
My next selection would be David Andrews.
He's on my list, yeah.
And he missed time. And I don't know if we talked about it yesterday. It was due to his child. He had a child in the emergency room down in Hasbro in Providence for
That's
a couple
right.
days.
Yep.
He was upbeat. He was hopeful to get a good update. He was hopeful they were coming home.
I think
home.
Everybody was yeah. coming home, and it sounded like yesterday that everything was
yes.
Okay, and thank God.
So
that
wasn't a health issue that kept him off the practice field for a couple days. But I would have those two, and then I would probably say
I got two more.
Ramondre Stevenson and Christian Gonzalez.
You know what? Yeah, I hear my four. Gonzalez, Andrews, Stevenson, and White. You
wow.
need the versatility of Keon White this year, especially.
Keon White has made it into Andy Gresh's
oh, God,
super
circle very quickly. I loved him last year. I think
wow.
I think when you see the way they're using him, it's very – you know what it is to me? It's part Willie McGinnis and it's part Judon.
Yeah.
And he can still put his hand down if he needs to.
But I need to see more. I am upbeat about his upside potential. I'm still – I mean, if I'm going to be skeptical about Gonzalez, which he needs to show me more.
Right.
Because I lived through the Devin McCourty experience when he went from all-pro cornerback to, this guy can't cover. Maybe we should try him at safety and see if that works better.
Man, he's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Right, absolutely.
Crazy,
absolutely.
Yeah.
A tremendously interesting career.
I think White showed a lot last year that now it's just more playing time. With more playing time, he'll continue to show the good that he showed last season.
So I think I would put him in a lesser category. And in that lesser category would be another guy that I think is very similar in that way. Would be DeMario Douglas.
Interesting.
Because DeMario Douglas flashed as a guy that can be quick, get open, I'm going to catch a bunch of balls, you know, within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and you don't have a lot of guys you can throw to consistently. DeMario Douglas I'd put in that Keon White category.
Well, Dubs in the Twitch chat, a running back is on the can't get hurt list, LMAO.
They're going to run the ball, and they don't have a backup.
Well,
Jiminy Christmas, yes, he's on the can't-get-hurt list.
Yeah, I know it's always very trite to be able to say, oh, just get somebody out of anywhere. No, they're counting on Stevenson right now the way they would like a number one or a number two wide receiver. And it's really about the depth. You're right, Andy.
They don't have a backup.
They really don't. They really
Kevin White,
really don't.
I love him, mean it, hasn't done crap
yeah.
in the National Football League. And Antonio Gibson is a third down back, is a receiver, is mm-hmm. not a guy. If you have a
Sanders
head coach.
Michael Hastie, they're competing,
right.
I think, for the same spot.
And if you have a head coach that says we're going to lean on the running game,
yeah,
that's 25 carries for a lead back.
Yeah.
You give Gibson or Hastie or one of those guys 25 carries, don't expect them to be playing the next week.
Well, and the other thing, too, is you're banking on Stevenson at 230 being able to help you in the run game by
yeah.
being powerful.
Yeah.
You got to have either the ability to change up the run game or have another beefer, and I think that's why Stevenson is one of those guys that, listen.
That's why they paid him.
Hey, if Stevenson is upright, he could have a 1,200 rushing yard and, you know, 40 catch season.
I think they need him to.
Which is pretty good value, even though they did end up giving him a bump. It's Gresh and Hart who's in for Fourier. We are here at Gillette Stadium. No sign of Matthew Judon just yet. We'll keep our eyes peeled, and The NFL dodging a big bullet. We'll tell you what they did now, these crooks, next.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Still waiting for Judon.
The clock started.
The clock has started. Hey, everybody. Period one, and the clock has started for the countdown to the start of practice. Take your time and mosey on out. You still got 10 minutes to go, everybody.
9:59, Judon.
We did see a kicker run onto the field. That was good.
Oh, you like that?
Someone running onto the field, yeah.
You.
Oh, my goodness. So we'll keep an eye for Matthew Judon. We also have our eyes locked on the Universal back lot entrance to the practice fields as well. See if anybody is sneaking up there. And, of course, most are on the look for the old red sweatshirt. Well, Hart, I'm going to tell you something. That Tom Brady's greatest win,
okay,
was not on the field.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tom Brady did something that very few people do, and that is, even for a period of time, beat the NFL in court. Somehow, some way, the National Football League, ladies and gentlemen, has found a way to come up with, I would say, almost like the legal version of the Gestapo. It doesn't matter. We'll send our people in. It doesn't matter what has happened. Oh, my. We're going to win. And somehow, the New England Patriots, somehow the NFL, who had the Sunday ticket ruling go against them to the tune of $4.7 billion, and with damages, it could have got to $14 billion or even higher, Andy Hart. Jerry Jones said, my God, we have to be aware that the salary cap could be affected if we have to pay this out. Well, not only did the NFL get that verdict overturned yesterday, basically, it can't be retried from what I understand, and now there's got to be an appeals process, because apparently, according to the judge, the people who did the math on this were all messed up, and that apparently the numbers didn't make sense, and we're talking about, you know, $14 billion potentially in damages, and this Judge Philip Gutierrez went, nope. The NFL, you guys, once again, win again. Isn't it really unbelievable?
Yes.
Because through this whole, like, DirecTV Sunday ticket thing, you realize how restrictive it has been, even though we get. Now, this is also wild, too. We have the ability to, now on Thursdays, I know they, but it's on NFL Network, if you can find that. But, you know, if you got cable or the connection or whatever, you're getting a game on Thursday, you're getting, what, three on Sunday, one on Monday. It's been out there more than ever before, but it still showed how restrictive it was, and yet this judge just said, nope, NFL on appeal, wins again. It's amazing. I don't know how they do it.
Well, it feels like this is one of those things that you're like, oh, he's a Cowboys season ticket holder.
Oh,
like, doesn't it? It just feels, it feels so weird, because Joe average person is like, wait, I lose in court? And the chances of some judge just swooping in and saving my ass out of nowhere feels like nil. And, you're right. Like, and the numbers.
$14
billion you're talking about. And there is.
And the judge called bullcrap on that, which is
I kinda
wild.
I kind of did, too. Don't we always do this? The lady got coffee spilled on her. She gets $12 million. And you're like, for what?
So the jury of five men and three women found the NFL liable for $4.6 billion in damages to the residential class, which was the home subscribers, and the damages to the commercial class were $96 million. Those were the business subscribers, and that's where it would have jacked it up, because in class actions, you get more damages, $14 billion. And the judge said that they vacated the damages based on the jury's irrational damages award.
I actually like the way he did that. I think most of these damages are irrational. There's just massive numbers that are just thrown around. You know who this is a tough day, though, for?
Who's that?
The lawyers who were looking at whatever 30% of $14 billion.
Oh my God! Yeah,
and now they're
like, they went out and like bought a Porsche.
Yeah.
And now they're like, what?
Right? Like you went.
I gotta go sell it now. What?
You were gonna get a big chunk of $14 billion, and now you're getting a big chunk of nada. So yeah, big win for the NFL. Big loss for those lawyers. I don't know. Does the average person care?
Like, well, I'd say the average person, you pay attention to it because could it affect the salary cap, which could affect your team?
Oh, no, I meant the average person in terms of...
Oh, no. I think
what was
everyone,
I going to get money-wise?
No. I don't think anybody was really thinking they were going to get money. I guess it's more the acknowledgement that, hey, you've porked us
right
for, 20 years on this scam that you've
because every one of these, I don't know about you, every one of these that I'm ever involved in, you get the little postcard if you want to opt into the settlement.
Yeah.
And you get $5 or you get $20 off your next bill or you get something relatively insignificant. Even though it looks on the surface like $14 billion is a lot, when you divide it by everybody, I don't know how much they were actually going
to
get.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It was, to me, it's just amazing how the NFL wins. Like
they do always seem to win.
On appeal, they always seem to win. It's
somewhere,
just
Mark Cuban is like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Even when they lose in court, they end up winning in court.
It is. Well, that's a real winner in life right there, Mark Cuban. Talk about a guy who knew when to get out.
Oh, yeah, smart fella.
That whole Yahoo thing when he got that stock from SellingBroadcast.com, man, oh, man, he gets it. Well, did you get it last night, ladies and gentlemen?
Excuse me?
Watching the new kickoff.
Oh, boy.
As I do believe I see a red sweatshirted Matthew Judon walking in through the Universal Studios back entrance to the Patriots practice field right by the Kraft helipad. I do believe he is walking behind one Devon Godshaw.
Yep.
And I think he's carrying pads in them helmet, but I'm not sure if he's got those lowers on to be able to fully participate.
And it is funny that there's three guys that are in pads, jersey, pants walking with him, and he's kind of lumbering behind them with his pads banging against his knee,
mm-hmm.
kind of dragging.
It is very peewee football-ish.
Yep. He's not happy. I can tell you from here, I'm 150 yards away, and I can tell you not happy.
Not a happy camper, but Judon is here. We can report that. We'll get into the new kickoff rule for the NFL next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Started.
The clock has started. Hey, everybody. Period one, and the clock has started for the countdown to the start of practice. Take your time and mosey on out. You still got 10 minutes to go, everybody.
9:59, Judon.
We did see a kicker run onto the field. That was good.
Oh, you like that?
Someone running onto the field, yeah.
You.
Oh, my goodness. So we'll keep an eye for Matthew Judon. We also have our eyes locked on the Universal back lot entrance to the practice fields as well. See if anybody is sneaking up there. And, of course, most are on the look for the old red sweatshirt. Well, Hart, I'm going to tell you something. That Tom Brady's greatest win was not on the field.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tom Brady did something that very few people do, and that is, even for a period of time, beat the NFL in court. Somehow, some way, the National Football League, ladies and gentlemen, has found a way to come up with, I would say, almost like the legal version of the Gestapo. It doesn't matter. We'll send our people in. It doesn't matter what has happened. Oh, my. We're going to win. And somehow, the New England Patriots, somehow the NFL, who had the Sunday ticket ruling go against them to the tune of $4.7 billion, and with damages, it could have got to $14 billion or even higher, Andy Hart. Jerry Jones said, my God, we have to be aware that the salary cap could be affected if we have to pay this out. Well, not only did the NFL get that verdict overturned yesterday, basically it can't be retried from what I understand, and now there's got to be an appeals process because apparently, according to the judge, the people who did the math on this were all messed up, and that apparently the numbers didn't make sense, and we're talking about, you know, $14 billion potentially in damages, and this judge, Philip Gutierrez, went, nope. The NFL, you guys once again win again. Isn't it really unbelievable?
Yes.
Because through this whole like DirecTV Sunday ticket thing, you realize how restrictive it has been, even though we get. Now, this is also wild, too. We have the ability to, now on Thursdays, I know they, but it's on NFL Network if you can find that. But, you know, if you got cable or the connection or whatever, you're getting a game on Thursday, you're getting. What, three on Sunday, one on Monday. It's been out there more than ever before, but it still showed how restrictive it was, and yet this judge just said, nope, NFL on appeal, wins again. It's amazing. I don't know how they do it.
Well, it feels like this is one of those things that you're like, oh, he's a Cowboys season ticket holder.
Oh,
like, doesn't it? It just feels it feels so weird because Joe average person is like, wait, I lose in court? And the chances of some judge just swooping in and saving my ass out of nowhere feels like nil. And, you're right. Like, and the numbers.
$14
billion you're talking about. And there is.
And the judge called bullcrap on that, which is
I kinda
wild.
Did too. Don't we always do this? The lady got coffee spilled on her. She gets $12 million. And you're like, for what?
So the jury of five men and three women found the NFL liable for $4.6 billion in damages to the residential class, which was the home subscribers, and the damages to the commercial class were $96 $1 million. Those were the business subscribers, and that's where it would have jacked it up, because in class actions you get more damages, $14 billion. And the judge said that they vacated the damages based on the jury's irrational damages award.
I actually like it the way he did that. I think most of these damages are irrational. There's just massive numbers that are just thrown around. You know who this is a tough day, though, for?
Who's that?
The lawyers who were looking at, whatever, 30% of $14 billion.
Oh, my God, yeah. They went out and, like, bought a Porsche. Yeah. Now they're like, what?
Right. Like, you went
I got to go sell it now? What?
You were going to get a big chunk of $14 billion, and now you're getting a big chunk of nada? So, yeah. Big win for the NFL, big loss for those lawyers. I don't know, does the average person care?
Like, I'd say the average person, you pay attention to it because could it affect the salary cap, which could affect your team?
Oh, no, I meant the average person in terms of...
Oh, no, I think
what was
everyone,
I going to get money-wise?
No, I don't think anybody was really thinking they were going to get money. I guess it's more the acknowledgement that, hey, you've porked us
right
for, 20 years on this scam that you've
Because every one of these, I don't know about you, every one of these that I'm ever involved in, you get the little postcard if you want to opt into the settlement,
yeah,
and you get $5 or you get $20 off your next bill or you get something relatively insignificant. Even though it looks on the surface like $14 billion is a lot, when you divide it by everybody, I don't know how much they were actually going
to
get.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It was, to me, it's just amazing how the NFL wins. Like,
they do always seem to win.
On appeal, they always seem to win. It's
somewhere
just amazing.
Mark Cuban is like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Even when they lose in court, they end up winning in court.
It is. Well, that's a real winner in life right there, Mark Cuban. Talk about a guy who knew when to get out.
Oh, yeah, smart fella.
That whole Yahoo thing when he got that stock from selling broadcast.com, man, oh, man, he gets it. Well, did you get it last night, ladies and gentlemen?
Excuse me?
Watching the new kickoff.
Oh, boy.
As I do believe I see a red sweatshirted Matthew Judon walking in through the Universal Studios back entrance to the Patriots practice field right by the Kraft helipad. I do believe he is walking behind one Devon Godshaw.
Yep.
And I think he's carrying pads in them helmet, but I'm not sure if he's got those lowers on to be able to fully participate.
And it is funny that there's three guys that are in pads, jersey, pants walking with him, and he's kind of lumbering behind them with his pads banging against his knee,
mm-hmm,
kind of dragging.
It is very peewee footballish.
Yep. He's not happy. I can tell you from here, I'm 150 yards away, and I can tell you not happy.
Not a happy camper, but Judon is here. We can report that. We'll get into the new kickoff rule for the NFL next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.